for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of mystery in the universe. And one mystery that's going viral right now is the flat earth conspiracy. Now, Greg Reese has done a great short, I guess you could say, documentary on this viral phenomenon right now. It is available in full at band.video and on Greg Reese's YouTube channel, where he's still allowed to exist for now. Here is just a short about just less than half of what you can find in Greg Reese's latest report. It may make you a little bit curious.
In the age of social media censorship, questioning whether or not the Earth is a globe has been deemed harmful thought. But why is this? We seem to be conditioned to think that the issue has been scientifically settled. But this is not the case. Our most popular scientists recognize that the geocentric model, where the Earth is at the center of the universe, is observably accurate.
When you look at CMB map, you see that the structure is correlated with the plane of
the Earth. Edwin Hubble and Stephen Hawking went as far as to say that they reject the geocentric model not based on scientific reasoning, but rather because they find the thought of being at the center of the universe to be emotionally disturbing. Physicist George Ellis stated that you cannot disprove the geocentric model. You can only exclude it on philosophical grounds. The Michelson-Morley experiment in the 1880s proved the Earth was stationary, and Albert Einstein claimed this was a serious embarrassment and intended to disprove it with his relativity theory, but later admitted that he had failed to do so. We are conditioned to think that the heliocentric model is scientifically superior to the geocentric model, but when we apply scientific reasoning, we discover that this is not true. Contrary to popular thought, the scientific community has disputed the heliocentric model for centuries, such as the Earth's curvature. According to the heliocentric Earth model, the Earth is 24,000 miles in circumference, and if one were standing at sea level, they should only be able to see less than 3 miles before the surface of the Earth curves out of view. But this has been proven to be false for centuries. From the Bedford Level experiments of 1838 to modern photography. This photograph of Chicago was taken almost 60 miles away from Grand Mere State Park in Michigan. On a spherical Earth, this would be impossible. Using the Pythagorean theorem and the current dimensions of the Earth, the top of the tallest skyscraper should be 900 feet below the observable horizon. Local news explained this anomaly by claiming the image was a mirage.
And what you're seeing here is a mirage. We typically would not be able to see this from the Lake Michigan shore. We talked about this last night. Conditions are right on the lake that we're actually seeing a mirage.
They claimed that somehow light refraction and perfect weather conditions are responsible for creating a photorealistic mirage of the Chicago skyline, appearing to sit on the flat horizon from almost 60 miles away. Anomalies in the Earth's curvature can also be found in old lighthouses, able to be seen for several miles past what is possible on the heliocentric model, and weapons guidance systems that are capable of sighting targets that would only be possible on a flat plane. We are accustomed to observing ships disappearing over the curve, but with modern consumer cameras, we can observe that this seems to be an optical illusion based on light reflection and the laws of perspective. Many of us tend to think the planet is too big to observe curvature, but the empirical evidence tells us that
either
the surface
ladies and gentlemen,
of the Earth is
a- now the obvious question is now, are you a flat earther? The full Greg Reese video can be found at Infowars.com, band.video, and Greg Reese's YouTube channel. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
girls. This is the InfoWars.com War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I'm your host, Owen Troyer, with you until 6 p.m. Central. And tonight, we have extended live transmissions going till midnight. Alex Jones is going to be back up here in studio when Firepower with Will Johnson concludes. He's on from 7 to 9 at band.video. And then Alex Jones is going to come back up into studio and host a live broadcast. He plans on being up here till midnight. So that's all going on right now here at the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. I've also got my events coming up here in a couple weekends that we'll be talking about as well, and maybe some other announcements that we'll get into. But I am light on the guest today, and I haven't taken calls in, I don't know if have I taken calls this week, guys? It's kind of been a blur to me, I'll be honest. I don't think I've even taken a call this week. Crew shakes their head. They don't think so. So I'm going to take calls. I may have taken a few Monday, they say. I'm going to really, I didn't take any calls Monday. I'm going to really dedicate to taking a lot of calls today because I really covered a lot of the important news yesterday, and I think that I kind of lost my temper a couple times, and so I don't want to go back to that state of consciousness here today. And so I just want to hear from you. Now, I do have news stories that I'll get to so we can put those topics out there for you to cover. So let's not start taking calls yet. I see that the lines are already going to light up here. I'm going to go through the news and then we'll take calls just on everything that I cover today. And as usual, the usual stories that are going on as far as the Cold Civil War is concerned. But we do have Jen Lowe, who's going to be joining me in the third hour to talk about a bill she is trying to get passed here in Texas, where they're now wanting to teach your kindergarten age children how to have anal sex. So that's what you get there. you know what? I'll just go ahead and say it. I'm 30 years old, and I don't even want to know about your anal sex, okay? You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, we don't need to be teaching it to the kindergartners, all right? That's all. It's fine, you know. But you got to get a bill passed if you don't want your children to be taught about anal sex. Yeah.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
So Jen will be on to discuss that. But a lot of the similar developments that we've been seeing as far as the Cold Civil War is concerned. But, you know, I saw that Epstein was trending on Twitter today, and I was stunned that that was allowed to happen. But think about this, and we don't even do, I think, the proper rollout or coverage of this, because how could you? Jeffrey Epstein getting murdered in a max prison. Even Sarah Silverman is saying, no kidding, he didn't kill himself. So I guess Sarah Silverman and I agree. How about that? But it's like, so who killed Jeffrey Epstein? Are we ever going to get an answer? It shouldn't be that hard. How many people were in the prison? How many people had access to the cell that night? It can only be a handful of people. Somebody has answers here. I mean, come on. Will the American people get any answers? Doubtful. But are they even demanding them? How many people will even hear about the Jeffrey Epstein story? Now, it was being covered on Fox News. We'll see. I'll do my normal news aggregation and monitoring today, and we'll see if CNN or some of the other news outlets cover it, or if it goes to the mainstream alphabet networks. But who killed Jeffrey Epstein? Or more importantly, I guess the real question is, who gave the order to kill Jeffrey Epstein and why? And of course, we know the why. The why is obvious. The who is what we really want to know. But with this autopsy, and by the way, lawandcrime.com have photos of Epstein's broken bones. And it's impossible. He didn't commit suicide. I mean, the autopsy proves it. The guy was strangled to death. And I'll say this. The notions that I and others had that he was snuck out of there and put into witness protection, I think that this pretty much snuffs those out, unless you don't believe that these pictures are legitimate and now everybody's in on the hoax, which I don't tend to believe that. So Jeffrey Epstein was murdered in a max security jail, and the autopsy has confirmed that. We know the why. He was running industrial-level pedophile networks. Royalties and elites in the West were involved, knew all about it. And he had a hit put on him. So we know why. We don't know who. And it shouldn't be hard to figure that out. This isn't something like we got to get down to the bottom of who gave the orders to illegally spy on Trump and the Steele dossier and that whole criminality cabal. Yeah, we had to do some research there. We got some answers. But this should be easy. Who was working that night? Who was there? Probably less than 10 people. Start your questioning there. Takes what? A day? Two? Maybe a week? Is it happening? Do we know? Does anybody care? Okay, so somebody gets away with putting the hit on Epstein, and we'll never have answers. How about the massive pedophile ring breakups in Los Angeles, where children were rescued from cages? How about the massive sex trafficking bust that included minors that went down in Florida? How about the massive child rape trafficking bust that happened? I forget the name of it. We covered it dozens of times. Somebody tried to refresh my memory. I can't think. It was the official government document release. It had the name of the whole operation. They arrested over 300 people. They rescued hundreds of children. Operation, I'm blanking out. And then Broken Heart, Operation Broken Heart. That wasn't the crew. I thought of that. Crew gets no credit. Operation Broken Heart. So you have that happen. And then you have, and the president tweeted this out, the FBI releases the Finders. And it talks about all the secret child rape gangs and all the ritualistic sexual abuse. We learn about the Nixivim cult. We find out what people are doing behind closed doors at NBC and Harvey Weinstein's companies and these movie theaters, these movie executives, which trickles down. And so we learn all of it, and then somehow it's all Trump's fault. It's all the average conservative's fault. And it's like, hey, you know, we just want to stop child sex trafficking. Like, is that such a big deal? Will you even report on that? Hey, we just want to know, why was Jeffrey Epstein killed and who did it? Like, do you care about that, or are you going to cover it up, CNN? So these are all some topics. We'll open up the phone lines. I'll get into news on the other side.
Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the Infowars.com War Room. Live from the Infowars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Gentlemen, I got a lot of news I'm going to get to here today. And we're going to take your phone calls. I may just go ahead and open up. I'll probably open up the phone lines before the end of the first hour. But before I get to all of that, if you do not have an air filter in your home yet, what are you waiting for? But also, we can help you get the best air filter for the best price in your home today at InfoWars.com. It's the Alexa Pure Breeze. And here's the great news. Normally, this product is $280. And so that basically, you know, pays for us to get it, the manufacturing of it, the crew to get it here, the people, and it's a pretty, you know, expensive thing to get shipped here. And we try to get as many as possible to keep it low, but basically we get it at a price that's the premium. Well, because it's towards the end of the year and they like to make sure that they have enough to sell, that means there's a bit of an overstock at the end of the year. So this has allowed us to drop the price to pretty much at cost here. So it's almost 50% off. It's $133 off. For $147, you can get the best air filter. As far as a price-quality nexus is concerned, this is not even close. Now, there may be some $2,000, $5,000 air filter out there that, you know, they may claim is better. But for $150, folks, you are going to be so pleased with the Alexa Pure Breeze. I've got two of them in my home. I absolutely love it. If you have pets, this is such a great neutralizer for pet odor and hair and dandruff that gets all up in there. And I'm telling you, you won't even realize it until you put the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house for like a month, and then you go and look at the first filter. It's basically like a three. I think there's four filters, actually. But you look at the first filter, and all of the dust and just scum and dandruff and stuff, especially if you have pets, you're going to be shocked at what this does for the air in your home. It's really amazing. And I mean, everybody knows if the sun shines through the window of your home at the right time, you see all that dust and dandruff and hair and stuff in the air, and it's kind of gross. You're like, wow, I'm breathing this in every day. Well, yeah, you are. Unless you have the Alexa Pure Breeze in your home. So, the Alexa Pure Breeze, InfoWarsStore.com, massive discount right now, and free shipping. An expensive item to ship, we're going to cover those costs for you too. So you cannot beat this deal. Read all the 5-star reviews for yourself. And folks, this special ends this weekend. So take advantage of the Everything Must Go sale at InfoWarsStore.com before it ends this weekend. And you can see, if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, all the great specials we have going right now. Okay, you know, yesterday I got really upset. I'm going to try not to get upset today. So if I get upset, crew, just tell me, hey, you said you wouldn't get upset today. But you saw me get really upset at the Democrats running basically a diversion, double decoy tactic to keep Republicans out of Adam Schiff's illegal impeachment inquiries and hearings. And so you had that going on, but it gets worse. And so Devin Nunes last night on Fox, Jim Jordan was on there too, is explaining how Adam Schiff is basically running this entire coup now, ground level, by himself. He's the whistleblower. He's the one calling for impeachment. He's the one running the illegal hearings. He's the one making sure it's done in secret. He's the one asking other Democrats to run diversions and decoys so that he can get away with all of it with his Schadenfreude. And so this is the dirty dealer, shifty Adam Schiff, the pencil neck Pez dispenser from California out there in Hollywood. And so so here's Devin Nunes on Fox News explaining how Adam Schiff is the one behind all of it.
Devin, I know you can't tell us everything, but my sources are pretty clear. It's a complete Adam Schiff shutdown. Republicans can't ask questions. Republicans can't do pretty much everything. You've read this so-called resolution. Is this resolution what Newt Gingrich offered Bill Clinton in 1998?
Well, I think the thing people should be asking themselves, especially if you're a Democrat and you're on the Judiciary Committee, is where is Jerry Nadler? Nobody's seen him for like 2.5 months. He's like the missing man in action. So clearly, Schiff and the Intelligence Committee Democrats, they've completely obliterated the Intelligence Committee. It's now known as the Impeachment Committee. So, you know, that resolution is just more of the same. And I'll tell you, you mentioned that you haven't seen this in your, you know, many years in radio and TV. I have never in my life seen anything like what happened today. I mean, they've been bad in most of these depositions, but to interrupt us continually, to coach the witness, to decide whether or not what we're going to be able to ask the witness. I mean, we don't even get any witnesses at this point, and it doesn't like look like we're going to get any ever. But to not let us ask questions, I've never ever had that. And to see someone coach a witness, and you know, this isn't the first time that Schiff's very good at coaching witnesses. Remember, he also met with the whistleblower. So this is just unprecedented.
And it's unprecedented how the Democrats are running diversions and decoy hearings to keep Republicans away from Schiff's SCIF meetings, totally done in secret. But, you know, that's funny they mentioned you haven't seen Nadler in 2 months. You know, that's a tough guy to miss. So you really wonder, where is Jerry Nadler? But here's an important thing to remember about Devin Nunes. You know, obviously a few patriotic representatives here from the Republican Party have decided to actually do their job in Congress, which is rare. Most people just get in, and then the only thing they consider their job is to get reelected. And so that usually means just shutting your mouth. Well, they've decided to take leadership roles in exposing this Democrat treason right now with this coup that they're attempting to run. But when all of this first launched, and it's so weird to go back in my head at the flashpoint of this, when it was just all developing like in a prenatal stage, Devin Nunes bought into the Russian conspiracy. Devin Nunes originally was into, yeah, okay, Trump did this with Russia, let's find out. And so he was so genuine in his approach to Trump colluding with Russia, unlike the rest of the Democrats, is he actually wanted to look into it. And as soon as he started looking into it and asking questions and maybe getting the weird answers or the ones he didn't expect, he realized what it really was. A coup run by the Democrats starting in the Obama administration in 2015. So let's not forget that, folks. Devin Nunes is not just a partisan here.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. This broadcast contains subject matter that might offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, I'm going to open up the phone lines. Anything we have discussed today is fair game, and I haven't gotten into my stacks of news, but Epstein, obviously, all the pedophile networks that have been rounded up under the Trump administration, we'll get to that, and I'm about to cover a bunch of other news. The whole fake impeachment with Adam Schiff running that coup job, I mean, just unbelievable. I mean, how about what's going on in California with the whole, I mean, it's burning to the ground and everything. And you got Gavin Newsom, the old hair gel job. Have you seen this freak show? This guy goes around. California's burning to the ground. There's a poop on the street epidemic. Disease is breaking out. I mean, there's all kinds of problems. It's bankrupt. And here's Newsom up there with the plastic smile and the hair gel job. And you're just like, this guy is a psycho. Anyway, phone lines, let's open them up. 888-201-2244. We'll start aggregating your calls right now. 888-201-2244. This is just breaking. John Bolton will give evidence in closed door. Oh, shocking, guys. I'm stunned. I'm stunned. John Bolton will give evidence in closed door impeachment hearing next week. It's so fake. And you know, I've already made the conscious decision, and I'm pretty sure I'm not going to blow up and get angry today, but this is just so ridiculous, man. John Bolton was on the Trump administration for what, a year, two? You know, and as soon as he gets the ouster, because he can't get all these foreign wars he wants to kick off for whatever reason, I don't know how much stock he has in Lockheed or Raytheon or what have you, or maybe his friends do, but... Oh, now Bolton's the whistleblower. Well, what about you, John? What about you, Mr. Bolton? What about all the wars you've engaged in? Again, you were part of the administration. I mean, you know, where were you then? It's all fake. And so is John Bolton just a bitter mustache? Or was he anti-Trump the whole time? It's irrelevant because he's anti-Trump now. So... John Bolton will give evidence. There is no evidence. Evidence to what? Well, they can't clarify, but John Bolton will give, quote unquote, evidence. Evidence that he's got a mustache? Evidence he ate a tuna sandwich? I don't know, but he'll give it over in a closed door impeachment hearing next week. Oh, man. It's unclear if he's coming in voluntarily or will be subpoenaed. Oh, no, it's not. This is totally voluntary. Even if he was subpoenaed, it would all just be for show. In fact, I bet they end up subpoenaing him just to be like, oh, see, we had to, oh, ooh. Just to add intrigue, like, yes, he was subpoenaed too. Ooh, subpoenas, yes. He would have come in for, I mean. But this will be the new thing. John Bolton. But John Bolton was the old thing. And nothing happened. Michael Bloomberg, Stormy Daniels, John Bolton. Nothing. And so this is just more of Adam Schiff and his dirty little impeachment coup. That guy is such a scoundrel, man. Oh, I mean, just unbelievable. So... get ready for the news to make a big to-do about that. No, John Bolton is the war criminal. Okay, John Bolton is the mustache that never saw a war he didn't like. Moving on, though. White House memo about Trump's Ukraine call left out details, NSC official testifies. And then it was also claiming he edited the details. So, again, it's all contrived. All of it. And they roll out the military man with all his awards, and they say, see? Trump's bad. Just look. Here's a military man. And then you find out he's, like, totally loyal to Ukraine, really has nothing to do with any of it, and is just Adam Schiff's Manchurian candidate. I'm sorry, folks. It's just, it's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous that anybody believes any of it, really. But they do. They really do. They really think that getting Trump is somehow going to make their life better. Huh. Just giving in to total tyranny. Just spitting. Spitting on your own future. See? Look, it's a military man. He'll tell you Trump is bad. You have to listen now. Say it. Say it. Trump is bad. Look. Look at all the awards. You say, well, what about Mike Flynn? Well, he's scum. But this man hates Trump. He's good. He's a hero. And by the way, folks, you know, here's the other thing. Some of them have been on the show, others behind the scenes. You have top military brass that would have loved to have come forward and blown the whistle on Obama for everything that he engaged in. And do you know why they didn't? Because there's a certain level of respect and decorum inside the military. Now, I'm not trying to start a debate on this. I'm just saying it's so traitorous. It's so disrespectful. It's so anti-American to throw the commander-in-chief under the bus that people in the military never do it. You don't think there are people in the military that were, smoke coming out of their ears after Benghazi? Ha! They're still fuming, ladies and gentlemen. But they never came forward in a hearing or a testimony or wait a second. They did, but nobody cared about the crimes of Clinton and Benghazi and that cover up. Nobody cared about Fast and Furious. But there were thousands of military men who wanted to blow the whistle on Obama, wanted to blow the whistle on Clinton, and simply didn't do it because they viewed it as so bad for the country, so embarrassing for the country, and almost just total dedication to their job, viewing it as insubordination, that they just didn't do it. And so that's why this whole military man, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, is just a Manchurian candidate. And now you just, it's interesting how many people now start to come forward if this trend continues. But it's going to be the same pattern we've seen, folks. It's going to be the same pattern we've seen where everything the Democrats try to project onto Trump, they are totally guilty of themselves. By the way, Trump was set to meet with Xi in Chile, coming up a summit that has been canceled due to protests. So we shall see when Trump and Xi are going to officially meet again. You know, after that interview I did with Cyrus yesterday, I've got a ton of people trying to send me more intelligence on China and what they're doing. Because, you know, when you have a guy on who's done the research and says, yeah, China is trying to use secret technology to assassinate Trump, kind of opens the floodgates for other people to start sending you information about what China's doing. So it's kind of overwhelming. But I wonder if someone didn't try to sabotage me.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Ah, there's magic and mystery in this universe. All right, I promised I would go to the phones in the first hour, so I'm going to do that. I've barely gotten into some of this news, but we've had some topics laid out there, and we've got callers ready to go. And I've just been confirmed. We're going to have Sabo joining us, famous street artist, coming up in the next hour at 4:06, where he was deplatformed. He's already been deplatformed from a bunch of the social medias. And then they took him off PayPal, where he got most of his funding. And then he's going to give us the details, but he was kind of using PayPal as basically a bank account because he was getting, money coming in, so he just kind of held it there. They took his funds and said, no, these are our funds. You can't have them. Huh. Wow. Folks, that's next level. And so they're showing all the great street art that Sabo's done, so we're going to get him on to talk about this. Oh, I'm sorry. It's just sometimes it's too fun. But let's go out to the phone lines now. so I can get some of these calls in the first hour like I said I would. Let's go to Cyril calling in from California. Wow, Cyril. First of all, what part of California are you in? Are you dealing with these wildfires?
No, I am actually at the epicenter. I'm in Los Angeles. I live right next to USC, downtown LA. Thank you, Owen, for taking my call.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, but isn't it true that if they if those flames jump the 405, UCLA could get burned to the ground?
Well, you know what? The 405 is a very wide freeway, and quite frankly, I don't know if the fire would jump the 405.
It's more okay, so it's probably impossible, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too real. But listen, I'm a good friend of Sabo, and I heard about him. I'm here in LA too. I'm a conservative. The reason why I'm calling is because it's extremely important that I get a hold of you guys and tell you that I've been doing research. I'm a music producer, and I've been working in music for the last 30 years here. And we need to go. I've been doing a lot of research, and we need to go back to the 1934 Communications Act, whereby the establishment of the FCC was to protect, it was national security and the protection of the citizens. And the electromagnetic field in the United States, which is the airwaves, have been possessed by foreign entities since Bill Clinton signed in 1996 the Telecommunications Act, which allowed everything to come in. And therefore, they are suppressing the truth. And the truth belongs to God alone. He said, I am the truth and the light. And they are suppressing the truth through sound and picture. So we need to go back to the original establishment. And this is under the executive branch, by the way. Donald Trump can make an executive order and sign it immediately. So we can
here's the problem, Cyril. There's all these, because I'm not disagreeing. It's just once you start doing that, it kind of just opens a Pandora's box, which maybe needs to be opened, where you really just start to get rid of all this government. I mean, it's just too much government. I think we would both agree that this is just a principle that we have, which is just less government. Like, I want less government. I don't want the government governing my speech, what I consume, communications. I just don't want any of it. But, you know, like I said, that's a Pandora's box that we're not really opening yet. So, but are you saying that's what you'd like to see is, I guess, that just slashed?
The thing is, we live in Los Angeles, and if I were at Make America Great Hat or anything that said InfoWord, we're dead meat. People are being, you know, hurt, beat up. Before it's too late, it's going to get deadly. And it's because it's directly linked to the media and their lies. They're not telling the truth. And that is not the way it was set up at the beginning in 1934. It was the airwaves of the United States of America are there to protect citizens and national security. And that's completely not what's happening here.
Well, look, here's the frustration. Because I don't know. I feel like I have the same frustration you have. The media's lying. They're lying about Trump. And so, again, this isn't even like someone was asking me today, like, you know, do you, when you go on air, like, are you consciously like pro Trump? Like, do you think, and I'm just pro truth. Like, exactly. I'm pro reality.
The Lord said, I am the light, the truth. And I don't want to get too into the metaphysical aspect of it, but if you want to talk about power, the thought, the mind, that's power, real power. When Jesus said, you have no power over me unless it's given to you by God. He was talking about the mind, and the mind has a power. It's called a thought and the will and the life. And it's very specific. And it's been, I was on the Leo Zagami show a couple of weeks ago, speaking to Leo Zagami for an hour and a half about it, about how it's all linked, because it's all about unity. The dark forces want separation, but God is the unity, and that's in the truth.
And that's the crazy thing too is these sad souls that we see out here in the streets that are so hateful and just vitriolic. They have total separation from God, and that's why they're so ugly spiritually, and then physically it manifests
exactly.
What you are spiritually.
And listen,
Cyril, I got to take another call. Yeah. Thank you for calling in today, though. Good call there. Let's go to Marcus in Texas. Go ahead, Marcus.
What up, Big Owen?
What's up, man? You're my friend, right? You come out to some of our events. I haven't seen you in a while.
I know it's been a long time, baby, but I just want to say I'm so happy to see Rob in the booth because he was at the sign hold that I went to. I just want to let all Info Warriors know it is possible. It is so possible to get in the mix. I haven't been in the mix for a while, but I've got a song out on YouTube called Cuck Slayer. I want everybody to go look it up. Just type in Marcus Seaton and type in Cuck Slayer. But also,
now see, Marcus, you're a smart guy because now we got to go out with Cuckslayer, guys.
Go look it up. Go look it up.
Marcus, there's no cursing or anything, right? Are we good to air this?
No. There's some cursing. There's some cursing. There's some cursing.
Ooh. All right. We'll see if we can air. We'll see if we can air.
But y'all go look it up. I want to say this. Black Trump support is on the rise. My sister's boyfriend came home the other day, and he broke down to me. Like, this is the first day we met. He broke down to me. He's like, you know what, man? He's like, I just want to say this. He's like, this might not be very popular, but he's like, you know what? I love Trump. I love Trump and everything. And I just want to say, man, the spirit is on the rise, and I'm going to let y'all get to the next caller, but I love y'all. Owen, I'll get on your subscribe star soon. I've been on Twitter still, but I'll see you soon, brother.
Well, hey, Marcus, we miss you. Hopefully we'll see you again at another event. It's always a pleasure to meet some of the great fans. And hey, the good thing about my subscribe star is it's only $1 a month. So, I'm not asking anybody to break the bank. $1 a month. You get my press release, which I think is the best every day, and then other exclusive content. So, Marcus, good to hear from you. Hopefully we'll see you sometime soon. You know what? Let's do that caller in the first segment, and let's do it for a full segment. We got a caller who's actually in the middle of these wildfires right now. If you'll just hold, I'll give you a full 5 minutes in the next segment before we get Sabo on. Let's go to Jason first, though, in California. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, Owen. Good talking to you again. I just want to ask, how is this impeachment from Adam Schiff against Trump still even a thing? I mean, the whole country still doesn't even know who the damn whistleblower is. And the other day when I think it was Comey, he was talking about he wasn't worried about the John Durham probe going against, you know, the FBI and CIA and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And he was saying he wanted transparency and stuff. And I was reading that, what he was saying, and I just laughed because, like, the left has no transparency whatsoever. And
let me answer your question here. It's all a front because, you see, they're not actually getting away with it. It's the Tokyo Rose phenomenon. It's the Baghdad Bob phenomenon. Like you're getting your ass kicked or you're losing World War II and you just have a radio transmission going out saying you're winning. We're slaughtering the U.S. That's Tokyo Rose or Baghdad Bob did the same thing. So they have all their cohorts in the media going on air every day. Oh, yes, the impeachment is real, amplifying it, hyping it up, hyping up their audience, hyping up the Trump haters, fuming, really giving it some wind in its sails. So even though it's totally fake, they've got their propaganda media in the bag, which is the mainstream news that's broadcast everywhere, dominates the news spectrum. And then you've got the Democrats that get airtime there and are in Congress. And so it's all just a big con game. It's all just a big confidence act like, yo, the impeachment's real. Mm-hmm. It's like if I show up in a Santa Claus outfit and I'm ho, 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 and I'm eating cookies. And I'm bringing gifts. Well, I'm Santa Claus. Well, obviously I'm not Santa Claus. I just have a suit on. That's what the Democrats are doing right now. But because the media is there saying, that is Santa Claus, kids. Look, it's all just a big act. They're not actually getting away with it. They're not fooling anybody. They just have the Tokyo Rose media, the Baghdad Bob media, acting like it's all legitimate, acting like it's all real. That's how they get away with this big hoax.
Infowars.com/show. The fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, we've got Sabo joining us on the next side to talk about what's going on with him and PayPal right now. Really shocking stuff. But first, let's go to our caller, Adrian, in California, who is right down the street from the wildfires, right in the middle of this right now. So let's go to Adrian in California. Adrian, what's going on right now? Are you experiencing rolling blackouts? Are the fires just still totally out of control? What have you called in to tell us today?
All right. So I live down the street from the fires. I can see them, and I have no power at my house, no power around my neighborhood, any of the street lights. But the gym has power, and that's cool because I'm always there anyways, listening to you guys.
Attaboy.
And with
Yo,
that,
Adrian!
Yeah, you guys, ever since the shooting in Las Vegas, I've listened to every single show that you and Alex have had on since then. So I'm in the loop of what's going on. And what's weird is last night, I thought to myself, I told my mom, hey, the winds are picking up. Okay, there's going to be a fire tomorrow. Watch. And what do you know? There was a fire. Every time there seems to be wind, there's a fire. And every time it seems to be hurricane season on the East Coast, as Texas and Florida, they get a hurricane. Now, so I'm kind of like into the whole conspiracy theory thing. So I'm thinking they're turning on the hard weather machine over there on the East Coast, and they're shooting Raytheon lasers from space on the West Coast, and they're just giving it to us from both sides. It is becoming predictable.
Well, there's no doubt there's a pattern forming in the last 3 years. I think more specifically with the wildfires in California than necessarily the hurricanes. You know, as far as... you know, are there, for lack of a scientific phrase, weather weapons being used on America? I don't think it's that far-fetched to believe. It could be the Chinese, for all we know. Who knows what they're doing? So, but, I mean, you're out there in California. Are people noticing this like you are? Are they suspicious of it? Or is it just wildfires business as usual?
You know, everybody is a sheeple. Their eyes aren't open to the possibility of this being a manufactured thing. They think that, oh, hey, just had another fire. Whoops. And I'm seeing it. Last 2 years ago, there was a giant fire. Oh, the Woolsey fire. And once again, that was down the street from my house. And I heard Mike Adams saying that California is a place where they don't want people. Like, there's a big picture in plan, and they don't want people here anymore. So whether it's flood or fire, they're doing something to us.
Well, yeah, it was, I think it was the Agenda 21 or something. They had some release where they showed how they were going to basically redistribute all these lands, and magically it's like right where the fire is burning everything to the ground. But, you know, forget about conspiracy theory for a second, Adrian. What about the fact, we already know this is going on, the Democrats make it illegal to backburn, to cut trees, to make fire gaps, stop gaps, to cut the trees by the power lines. These are all the environmental wackos like Barbara Boxer, formerly of California's Congress. They wrote all these laws that are allowing these fires to be so out of control. And so whether or not there's something else going on, we can't say for sure. That we know for sure. Are people in California, are they aware that that's what is directly responsible for this?
You know, there's a disconnect between the voters and, like, everyday people, for example. There's a disconnect between what goes on in politics and what we know about. So here's the thing. No one, like, InfoWars isn't anywhere available. So me, I just tell people word of mouth. And so with that, everyone listens to CNN, MSNBC, and the fake news. So not only are they clueless, but they're being lied to. And then they're against the truth. I try and speak the truth, and they're like, no. And so it's sad. It's sad.
But what is the deal with the psycho out there, Newsom, with the smile, the plastic smile and the hair gel job? What's his deal?
Okay, let me tell you something amazing right now. In California...
10 seconds. You got 10 seconds.
Yeah. Okay, we're starting to open our eyes. We have a recall Newsom thing going on, and we have a recall in Simi Valley. Ruth Lovano, she wanted to let the immigrants... She gave immigrants...
That Newsom, that with the hair gel job and the plastic smile, that's a freak show. Second hour of the InfoWars.com War Room. My guest, Sabo, is about to join me. You saw his story on the Drudge Report today. PayPal is now claiming that his money is theirs and saying, sorry, you don't get your money. It's our money now. So he'll give us the breakdown on that. But first, ladies and gentlemen, I've told you about the ridiculous deal we have right now on the Alexa Pure Breeze air purifier. I mean, this is just absurd, okay? So let me just put it to you like this. You're not going to find a better air filter for this price. It's not even close. Don't waste your time trying. This is the best deal by far. Take advantage, and there's free shipping. But I don't want to get long-winded in that because I just got to go down this list, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Everything Must Go sale at InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to end this weekend. Just listen to some of these huge discounts. Survival Shield Survival Shield X3, 70% off. Gut Fusion, 50% off. Vaso Beats, the brand new beet supplement. I love it so much. 50% off. Ultimate Fish and Krill Oils, 25% off. 50% off Brain Force Plus, 50% off Turbo Force, 50% off Knockout, 50% off the great protein bars we have at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off Ultra 12 Vitamin B Supplement. Great for energy and recovery. Bodies, very popular. One of the highest rated reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 50% off. The groundbreaking Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel, that's 50% off. The Super Meal Vitality, I take it every day. I don't think I would have the energy and stamina to get to the gym every day after a busy work day if it wasn't for Super Meal Vitality. I know others have had the same experience. So it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and as you know, that's how we are able to operate, folks. Literally, you keep InfoWars on air, and, you know, it's unfortunate. Well, it's fortunate for us that we have you to fuel our tanks, and we don't have to rely on other people like PayPal, where they have just, you saw it on Drudge Report today from PJ Media, PayPal deplatforms conservative street artist Sabo holds his funds. Unbelievable. This is next level stuff. So Sabo joins us now. So you get into the details here, but basically, you know, this is one of the last places you were allowed to do any fundraising or even exist was on PayPal. You were banned off most social media. And so you were kind of using it as, you know, a bank account. Money was coming in. You would let it sit there, you know, take out funds as you needed. And they just decided, okay, we're going to deplatform you from PayPal, and we're going to hold all the monies that are yours. We're just going to go ahead and hold those, too. So your story was on Drudge today. What are the details here that the audience needs to know?
Well, I was a great customer for PayPal for many years. I had absolutely no claims against me, and they would not tell me why they took me off their platform. I asked them a number of times, and they said, read our terms and services. I said, well, your terms and services are fairly long, and not to mention, you can define any number of things from them. Can you tell me exactly? I have a significant amount of money in here. Why are you holding this for 6 months? And they would just say, read the terms and services. They took me to a higher level, and they basically told me the same thing. And it's just frightening that they can do this. So much for Facebook Libra. I mean, are you really going to trust them?
Well, and that's the thing, too. And I don't even know if we've really, I mean, we can kind of conceptualize it in our head. You're dealing with it firsthand. But this, it's like a new thing. It's like a digital slave to the terms and conditions. But you don't even know what they are. I mean, nobody reads it before they click the box. And so, you know, it could literally say, if you, you know, they could put a little thing in there that says, if you download this app, you can be our slave, and you never even see it. So what, they just, now you're their slave? No.
No, I mean, okay, so if they say I violated someone's copyright, that's an issue between me and them, not me and PayPal. If they say hate speech, who's the one that determines what hate speech is? Not to mention, if that was the case, why don't you just tell me what it is I said?
So they haven't given you an exact reason to say, quote unquote, for hate speech or quote unquote, a copyright infringement?
No, they never gave me a reason, but they did kill my online store. So now I have to find another merchant account and find a way to have like a, and it scares me to death because the last thing I need is to jump on a Shopify or something and they wind up kicking me off because I'm not a social justice warrior or I have the wrong kind of bumper sticker or something on my site.
So let me try to get just a little more clear on this. You were getting people. I guess you were funding your work through PayPal. You had, you know, buttons on your websites or for your merchandise that you were doing transactions through PayPal. And so that was kind of the nexus for your transactions and your funds coming in. And so now they've shut down your store and they've shut down your ability to even use PayPal or access the funds that you had there.
Well, see, I love PayPal forever. They made it really easy to do transactions, to make buttons, to put up things for sale. I mean, I can
it
do
really it is a great service. I mean, that's what sucks
it's
so
a
much.
Great service. So, until they throw you off and don't even give you a reason, even worse, if they're holding tens of thousands of dollars and not even telling you why, I can only imagine how many people are going through this.
So what is next for you? I mean, you've got unsavoryagents.com. I mean, that's where your merchandise is sold. I mean, folks, I mean, Sabo's dealt with a lot of intimidation out there. He's never going to stop engaging in his street art. But what about, you know, what is next for you and unsavoryagents.com? I mean, how are you going to sell your merchandise and fundraise? I mean, obviously you're done with PayPal.
If PayPal called me up and said, I'll send you 10 hookers if you come back, I'll tell them no, keep them. I don't.
What if it was
you.
20 hookers though?
No. Anyways, PayPal could screw off at this point. I'll find a way to make it through. That's just what we do. The Proud Boys have gone through this. All kinds of people have gone through this. So I guess I was just the next one on the list.
But here, I got 2.5 minutes left here. Just tell the audience kind of how it went down. So did they send you an email? Was it just a shutdown and you didn't even get a notification? Was there any warning?
You know what I think happened is the BBC came and interviewed me, and then I started getting some orders from England. And all of a sudden, I couldn't sell anything. I was getting emails from people from England saying, hey, I can't buy anything. Your buttons aren't working. So I checked, and then there was a notification on my PayPal that said, you can no longer use our services. We're holding your money for 6 months or 180 days. And so I called them up, and I said, hey, this is a significant amount of money. Why are you holding it? They wouldn't tell me. And finally, I just said, look, there are no claims. I've done nothing wrong. I've been with you forever. Why are you doing this? And at the end of the day, now all the buttons that I have on my store don't work. I can't do any people that were giving me money as a donation every month, those aren't going through. And I'm about to have an aneurysm and lose my mind. So it's like maybe I can sue them for mental duress or something.
Oh, my gosh. I see. Oh, my gosh. He's breaking down right now, folks. This is terrible. Oh, no. I don't think he's going to make it. Somebody get PayPal on the phone and let them know what they've done to traumatize this man. Or maybe he's a woman, and now he's a transsexual. Oh, my gosh. Do you want to claim to be a woman to maybe get some more access to PayPal?
And you have to think, the balls of a person like, let's say, Mark Zuckerberg. He took my fan page away years ago. Does he really think I'm going to use Libra? Or if Twitter comes out with something, Dorsey or Google, for God's sakes. People are telling me, well, I think Google could set you up with a merchant account. I'm like, no, I don't think so. Do these people really think we trust them?
I think they have a hubris. It's basically like, get on our platforms or die.
And, you know, the question is, are we going to allow that to happen? Are we going to allow that to happen?
Well, there's an old cliche. It goes something like this. Live free or die hard.
Hey, we're not
very interesting. Hey, we got to take a break here, Sabo, but come back in the next segment. We can talk more about this. Or there's a ton of news coming out of California where you're located. If you want to get into that with the weird hair gel job out there, Gavin Newsom, it's crazy.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
I've got one more segment with the great, maybe the greatest, you could argue, political street artist of all time, at least in the modern times, I would say. I would argue he's the greatest. Totally Fearless, unsavoryagents.com, and Sabo. He was featured on Drudge Report because the story runs on PJ Media. PayPal to platforms, conservative street artist Sabo holds his funds. Just unbelievable censorship. And it's really discrimination, actually, at the end of the day. But we talked about that in the last segment. But, you know, Sabo, you're out there in California, which, I mean, look, all hell is breaking loose in California. It's burning to the ground. There's a street poop epidemic. Disease is breaking out. The largest wealth gap in the country. I mean, you name it. And this is all under Democrat control for decades. And the Democrats claim, oh, we solve problems. No, they create problems. And then you've got the weird hair job with Governor Newsom walking around. Governor Newsom. And it's just this plastic smile. The state's burning to the ground. And he, like, looks like a... like the American Psycho after he just chopped up, Paul Allen or something. So what is the deal out there in California?
All I can tell you is we have every underpass has homeless people in it. And if PayPal had their way, me and my wife would be sitting right alongside with them. I found out that Soros is like a major stockholder of PayPal. So it doesn't surprise me that this is going on with PayPal. And I think of that Revelations where it says you can't buy or sell unless you have a mark of the beast. It's like, man, let me tell you, we're going down that path.
And, you know, the physical element will be the microchip. But you know what? You just kind of actually honed in on something that I haven't really conceived in my head. But that's it. The mark of the beast is actually, do you align with our tyranny? Are you a willing slave? Are you willing to do it what you tell us? Yeah. So it's like, okay, here's Sabo. Sabo, will you stop your political street art? You say no. Oh, okay. You don't get the mark. You don't get to buy or sell. You don't get to exist. Oh, wait, Sabo, do you want to be our slave? Will you do what we say? Yes, PayPal. Oh, wonderful then. Here's the mark. And then they stamp that they own you. And then, oh, you get to live.
Yeah, this might sound like a side topic, but we saw this the other day at a rap show when they called this kid from the crowd and said, hey, we want you to say F Trump. And when he wouldn't do it, they threw him out of the concert. I mean, did the kid even get his money back? These leftists, if you don't play the way they want to play, they'll just throw you out.
And by the way, I'm desperately trying to find that individual to get him on the show. I'd love to talk to him. But that isn't that a perfect example? It's like, okay, here you are, a fan of my rap, and I'm going to have you on the stage to bully you and make fun of you. And I give a tip of the hat to that young individual for not giving in, for standing his ground. I mean, that takes real courage.
Yeah, and I'll bet money he was the only white kid in the crowd. That's why he pulled him out. That's racism.
And then the hatred, too, you know? Like, get him, get the F off my stage.
Yeah, I really wish you would have punched him.
You know what? Probably not. That may have been a bad look for him, but may have been what he deserved.
Yeah, but, you know, we have a really hard year coming up. I can feel it, man. If you think the last 3 years have been rough, I can only imagine what the left is going to do for the next 12 months.
Oh, I almost don't even want to get into it right now, quite frankly, because I think they're getting obviously the censorship and the stuff they're engaged with on a economical, you know, business level is one thing. But on the street level, I mean, I'm afraid that they're about to just get fully. I don't even know what the word is. I mean, they're already totally indoctrinated and brainwashed. But it's like the governors are going to come off of these people and they're going to start gnashing their teeth, like, you know, really just turning into vitriolic monsters.
Yeah, you're talking about governors, man. You talk lower level. I can't even go to the restaurant where I meet people down the street because they just throw me the awfulest looks. And by now, they know who I am. So I'm happy I'm not nearly as famous as Milo or Gavin or any of those other people because those poor guys can't even walk out of their house. So I can imagine you go through hell.
Well, I don't get out too often, and it's not as bad as it might be for Alex. I've seen that. But, you know, the sad thing is it's probably worse in California. most of the time when I get recognized, I mean, 80-90% of the time it's positive. And so that's kind of the big lie that the mark of the beast is to act like, oh no, this is what culture wants. This is what the majority of people want. No, it's not. No, it's not. They don't want Sabo to be deplatformed and censored.
Forcing me to use like snail mail at this point. And what are the other emails? Snail mail? It's like.
I got a pigeon. You want a carrier pigeon?
Yeah, I mean, I got a message from Apple that says, like, if you don't like update your phone, I think they're going to shut down all the old iPhones and iPads if you don't like update your software. I mean, I paid for these things. They're supposed to work.
No, it really is kind of the technotronic digital gulags are really getting exposed right now. And it's totally the anti-culture that's happening right now. We want free speech. We want freedom of expression. We want to engage in commerce. They want to control it and decide who gets to engage. And that's not American values. Of course, they don't care. They've sold out to China. But seriously, we got 2 minutes left of the segment. What is the deal with Governor Newsom? I keep saying Governor. I'm mixing Governor and Gavin. But what is that guy's deal, man? He goes around, the state is burning to the ground, and his fake plastic smile with the 10 pounds of hair gel, I mean, every day with this guy.
I don't know. All the supporters that I've seen from him are these, like, yoga MILFs. And I just learned to keep my mouth shut. I do not understand what the attraction is. I think it's a lot like that guy up in Canada, Trudeau. I think he just looks like that. He looks like American Psycho. Women, that's why women shouldn't be allowed to vote, man, because they only vote for good-looking guys that kiss their wives or something.
Oh, boy. But, he's got us in trouble now.
Yeah.
He wants
to
repeal the 18th. That was the 18th Amendment, right?
Yeah, well, my God, I want to vote for him. He's holding his wife's hand. It's like, for God's sakes, the guy's a psychopath. What are you doing? So I'm hoping we repeal him, but is that even really going to happen?
But this is like unbelievable. What's happening in California? This guy should resign. I mean, forget repealing this guy. He should resign. It's a disaster.
Well, you obviously haven't got the memo. They don't see it that way. He thinks he should be president. I mean, look at Hillary Clinton. I mean, Hillary Clinton still thinks that she should be president.
I think she's going to run again.
I think so, too. It's like everyone's plane is going to crash. The helicopters, the rotors are going to fly out.
They'll put all the Democrats on a plane and it'll go down.
And she's just
That's a sick joke, but like that's how Hillary first got in, was her contestant, JFK Jr., you know, plane.
His plane just took a dive in the ocean. But, you know, it's really sad. What was it? Bill Clinton took a picture with his father and it was like his pride and joy photograph. Little did he know that his wife was going to kill his kid.
Oh, no, that's just a coincidence. How dare you? How dare you? All right, Sabo. Hey, keep up the good fight. Folks, unsavoryagents.com is where you can follow his work, and that's where you'll get updates on what he's going to do next.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Haven't heard by now, we have free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it before this weekend because the Everything Must Go sale will be concluded. So 50% off so many of the supplements, up to 60-70% off some of the top supplements. The Living Defense Plus is really popular right now after a caller called in and talked about how much it meant for his well-being and health. So that's really popular, a limited supply of that. The DNA Force Plus, 50% off, that's a big special. It's all big, deep discounts, but it's going to come to an end. this weekend. So take advantage of free shipping store-wide, part of the Everything Must Go emergency sale at InfoWarsStore.com. And the supplements are great, folks. Go read all the reviews, and you can see how great they are. If you listen to the show, we have callers that call in, and they can't help but talk about it. Those are not staged calls. And so we appreciate your support and your calls. And I do have lit up phone lines. I got a bunch of news still to get to, but callers on the line. Let's go to Pastor Sam in Montana today, and I know why Pastor Sam wants to call. There's a lot of developments happening politically in South America. I'm sure Pastor Sam wants to talk about that, as well as the protests in Chile, which I'm wondering if those are really organic or if they've been fomented by a group that was so interested in stopping Xi and Trump from meeting. Pastor Sam, what's your take on that today?
It's absolutely not organic. Before we get to that, I've been banned from PayPal for 15 years. You know, the California judge issued a $9 million judgment for everyone who have been defrauded and had their funds seized by PayPal. That was just a slap on the wrist for them. So I got my transaction refunded, but I'm persona non grata and have been for a long, long time as far as PayPal is concerned. So the banning is going to a new level now, but it's been out for a long, long time. And anybody who preaches the gospel or especially operates in the miraculous, guess what? We've been at the top of the list for a long, long time.
So I can't buy a $250 Kanye West t-shirt on PayPal?
No, no. Not allowed in the Beverly Palms Hotel. This is the new discrimination.
All right, but Pastor Sam, let's get focused on what's happening right now in Chile and South America with the election results. But so you're saying my surface analysis of what's going on in Chile, you're saying these protests are not organic. Do you think that is directly tied into the Trump-Xi meeting, or is there something else afoot?
It is tied to Trumpism in the Americas. It's tied to a freedom movement in the Americas, which has been wrestling with the pink tide for 10 years. And I won't get to all the details, of course, but it's all in my Latin America war report on Subscribestar.com/gospel gunslingers, if anybody's interested in how this all developed. See, President Piñera really started the Trump revolution. He's a billionaire. He's a businessman. He defeated the socialist president who was president before him and now works for the UN, Michelle Bachelet. So this guy, they got to get him. They've got to humiliate him and defraud him. You know, he made his money in business and airlines and stuff like that. He's not a corrupt career politician.
And this is the president of Chile.
That's right. Sebastián Piñera. He's the president today. He's serving a second non-consecutive term. But he won in 2009, and he was the first of a whole wave. There's 9 conservative presidents in Latin America. By the way, I have invited all 9 of them to Iowa ahead of the February 3rd Democratic caucuses so that they can come and decry socialism to the people of the North Americas. So Sebastián Piñera was first. Now, there's one other major causative factor. See, the riots started in Ecuador. That president was supposed to be a good socialist, but he took a turn towards America and away from Maduro and all that. So the riots activated there maybe a month ago. And, of course, this is communist cells, Venezuelans, Russian-backed, agitators, WhatsApp, all these companies are in on it, Google, big tech. But
yeah, and by the way, though, just to understand the geopolitics, Ecuador is so key because of its location in the region. For all this immigration that the globalists are trying to move north.
Right.
Specifically out of Venezuela.
Right. You come off of Panama and you're walking into South America, you hit Colombia. Then Venezuela's on the left and Ecuador's on the right. And Ecuador's a lot smaller. So that president, he was supposed to be a good socialist, but he made a turn towards the U.S. of A., towards Donald Trump, towards making all the Americas great again. And, oh, everybody's pissed about it. And that is why the riots were kicked off in his country. It's not about a cab fare. It's not even about the gas price. So then it went to Peru, boom, which is next down if you keep on walking towards south. Peru is next. And they
Now hold on a second, because correct me if I'm wrong here. You understand the South American geopolitics better than most, certainly better than I. But for that to happen in Peru would be really monumental. I mean, Peru doesn't really see civil uprising, at least as far as I'm concerned, in modern in history. I haven't heard of a recent uprising in Peru or anything like that. Peruvian people are pretty low-key, just enjoying their lives. I mean, outside of Lima, I mean, there's not too much of an epicenter of a metropolitan. I mean, maybe Arequipa, but that'd be pretty big news for South America, right?
They had a ton of uprisings in the 80s and early 90s when the Chinese were backing communist narco armies. Shining Path is the big one. So you could just wiki that up and find out a lot about.
But that's what I'm saying. Ever since that was ever since that was quelled in the early 90s, it's been pretty smooth sailing for Peru.
Pretty smooth because it went socialist for a while. And Martin Vizcarra, the president there, see, he's the one that just by a shocking turn of events wound up in the presidency a couple years ago. And he went to the UN General Assembly in New York, and he's the one that got up and said, hey, this Venezuelan situation's illegal.
Hold on a second. This is crazy because we've been showing the images from – this is Peru now. I guess this is in Lima. So this is in Peru now. So it's literally protests now breaking out across Central America, Latin America, South America. And I don't have much time left here, Pastor Sam. So get into what the presidential election results in Argentina and how that's significant for the region.
Oh, my God. That's the worst of all. This is a gut punch to me because I've been a little bit of an optimist of the Latin Americans standing with us. But every one of these nations is on a razor's edge and has had communist socialist regimes in the recent past, and now they've got conservative, but it's on a razor's edge. And Argentina just went the wrong way. Cristina Fernandez, who's now the vice president, really in control, Madam President Cristina Fernandez, threatened to invade the Falklands when she was president before. And she wants global war. Her economy has failed. The only two ways out of it are collapse of their peso or them going into a war economy backed by Russia and China, and that is 100% her intent. Bill Barr, arrest Cristina Fernandez, bring her to the USA for trial before she takes office as vice president, in the name of Jesus.
All right, Pastor Sam, thank you so much for that update on what's going on in South America. It's tough to keep up with all of this stuff. I know that you follow that closely, so we'll continue to monitor those developments as well as they continue to emerge. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have Jen Lowe on the phone coming up in the third hour to talk about a bill she's trying to get passed here because, you know, in Texas now they want to teach your kindergarten-age child how to have anal sex. I'm a 30-year-old man. I don't want you to tell me a damn thing about anal sex. Thank you. But they want to do that to your kindergartners now. So that's the state of Texas. And, of course, they're already doing that in California. They're already trying to groom you to accept that with this drag queen story time nonsense. Now they're just openly engaged in, I think the legal terms would be human or public indecency and I can't think of the other one when you expose yourself. Indecent exposure, maybe? Point is, These drag queen pedophiles, the drag queen story times are literally flashing their genitalia to young kids, and it's cheered and clapped and laughed about. But, you know, if I did that at a ball game or a park, I'd have my ass kicked and be arrested.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the InfoWars.com War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I was going to ask Rob Dew. He was just coming in explaining to me his take on the news that Twitter is not going to allow political ads anymore. Rob, if you want, you can step in on this crew mic here. Otherwise, I'll try to just put in a paraphrase what you were saying. Here comes Rob. So it just came out, Twitter is not going to allow political ads. We're not buying that. Rob Dew, break down what that really means.
Yep. Yeah, so basically what I think this is going to be is this is going to allow Twitter to boost up tweets to Dems and anybody opposing Trump. They're going to boost those, and then any pro-Trump tweet or Trump tweet can be systematically dismantled, and they're doing it under the guise of, we're not going to allow political ads. So basically what they're saying is the Dems get free advertising. That's what they're going to do because they already get boosted. Okay.
And they'll just say, oh, it's not political advertising. It's just like a PSA
right,
or something.
Right. It's just, well, see, so they're saying you can't buy clicks and links and reach with under their new paradigm, but they'll just do it for free. You see? So you can't pay for it anymore. We're not going to take the Democrats' money. We're just going to blast it out under all the blue check marks for free, because they have the system set up where if you're a blue check mark, you get to do whatever you want. You get boosted everywhere, and they only allow certain people to be blue check marks. So this is a perfect system for them.
Yeah, this will be interesting to see the results of this. We'll definitely be monitoring this. I know you'll be monitoring this, and I know you're waiting for your blue check mark verification.
Did he ask me something?
All right. I don't think Rob heard me. Hey, thanks for coming in, Rob. All right, let's take first. You know what? No. I've got callers on the line that have been holding. Let's go to RJ in Ohio. Go ahead, RJ. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
To argue with a person who has renounced the use of reason is like administering medicine to the dead.
I'm sorry, can you rephrase that for me?
Is Trump a time traveler? 1893, Ingersoll Lockwood wrote a book called Baron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey. Look at the picture on the front cover and compare it to a picture of Baron Trump.
All right. Now hold on a second. Hold up. Let's put all this out here so the audience understands what you're talking about. Ingersoll Lockwood was a famous American author, also a political commentator. In the late 1800s, early 1900s, not only did he write books about a young Baron Trump as an adventurer, yes, you could say the crude drawings in those novels look like Baron Trump, perhaps an even more shocking literature in The Last President, 1908, also written by Ingersoll Lockwood. He talks about a hotel on Fifth Avenue in New York, which is Trump's hotel. Honestly, I went down this rabbit hole a few years ago, and so it's not all fresh on my mind. There's a lot of crazy stuff with that. People have done the breakdowns. That's all on the internet if you want to look into it. Is Trump a time traveler? you know, I don't know, man. Look, there's a lot of mysteries in this universe, this multiverse, a lot of different dimensions. I don't think we can really conceive time travel right now, but it's fun to talk about. And the way he has these Democrats chasing their tail and seems to know their every move. He talked about Pizzagate on that phone call on, I think it was MSNBC. That was like in 2001 or something when he talked about Anthony Wienergate too. How is that possible? So there's a lot of weird stuff. Call it God's providence. Some people think Trump's a time traveler. Regardless, it's definitely interesting stuff. It definitely gets you thinking.
But what if Hitler is still alive and escaped down in the Nazi Antarctica base, number 211, and he's still running the deep state, marching around in his Nazi uniform, barking orders?
How old would Hitler be?
Zerstören Putin.
What? Anything else, RJ? This is entertaining.
How many moons are there? How many suns are there? Is the Earth hollow? Is the moon a battle station? Are there continents past Antarctica? Ask Leo Zagami for me about the Cathars and Catharism.
Yeah,
Leo Zagami's opinion on the Cathars is.
I think that you just caused my audio guy's head to explode. You just blew his mind. Is he still alive? There he is. All right, he's still functioning. Hey, this is all interesting stuff, RJ. We don't really get into it in detail here, but I enjoy going down those rabbit holes. Any other little nuggets you want to throw out there to the audience?
1 million people are unknowingly following Satan.
All right.
Unknowingly following Satan. That's the question. How can we get these people that are unknowingly following evil to turn to the light side? Because we need everyone in this battle we can get. So how can we get these people that are just too stupid to see the light to transfer over?
All right, RJ, thank you for that very entertaining and curious call right there. I'm sure a lot of people are looking up a lot of those things RJ just said. All right, let's squeeze in one more call before this break. Let's go to Rose. Rose, are you in California?
Hello?
Yes, Rose, are you in California?
No, I'm actually in Nevada. I left California 12 years ago because of the politicians and the way they ruined that state. But I did want to make some comments on the fires.
Yes.
Okay, I've been there and been there, done that through those type of fires. When the Santa Anas come up and they're 60 to 70 miles an hour whipping in around. Yeah, there's too much foliage. There's never any cutback. I looked on the news and there were homes that I had worked on as an artist. I had done hand-painted tile, special designs in the homes in Brentwood, Hollywood, Bel Air, Beverly Hills. And I'm seeing them burn to the ground, you know. No, that Gavin Gruesome and Eric Swallows, well, good riddance to them.
This is shocking, honestly, that Governor Newsom hasn't resigned. Quite frankly, I mean, I'm not even blaming him for all this. I mean, this was all put into policy before he was elected, but still, I mean, what a miserable failure.
I totally agree with you. Abso-friggin-lutely.
I mean, if I told you, hey, we've got a state that is bankrupt, there's a disease epidemic, there's a feces on the street epidemic, it's literally burning to the ground, there's a tent city epidemic, violent homelessness, and the biggest wealth gap in the country. You'd say, my goodness, that state is in a total state of chaos. We need new leadership. But no, they just keep electing Democrats.
No, and it's been that way. That's why I left. We left after the Brady Bill and all of that because we're the 3%. You know, I love your show. I wanted to plug some of the products, if I may.
Please.
Okay. These are ones that I've ordered and used. The Super Male Vitality and the Female Vitality. Oh, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm a diabetic, and that is excellent to keep my blood sugar at a level keel. Okay. The B12, the Survival Shield 2, the silver, I forget if it's the colloidal silver or what it's called. Sorry. Oh, and we ordered 3 months' supply of the emergency food.
Hopefully you don't, you know, you're not in California, so you're not dealing with those wildfires. Hopefully you don't need that emergency food. But, boy, isn't it nice to have that insurance that you can eat, that security?
Oh, yes. It kept with the other stuff locked up, and a lot of it is in our bug-out bag.
Well, thank you so much, Rose, for tuning in, for supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. You make everything we do here possible. We really appreciate you, and thank you so much for that call. All right, 2 hours in the books. The third hour begins in 90 seconds.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Troyer at Infowars.com/show.
Guys, let's go to fake Michelle Obama in clip six. A racist against white people. Here's what Michelle Obama had to say in a recent interview.
You know, I want to remind white folks that y'all were running from us.
Hold on a second. Pause. Time out. What is that hairdo? What is that, like the wet poodle look she's got going? That's a new one for her. She seems a little disoriented here. She's such a fraud, like to her very genitalia. But y'all, she doesn't speak like that. I mean, give me a break. Here, start it over. This woman's totally lost it. She gets all of her money from fake book sales and tours and charging millions of dollars. So she is really popular right now. That's why she doesn't want to run for president. This individual here is a racist bigot against white people and a total fraud. And everything that she says in this speech is delivered as a mechanism of propaganda, of race baiting propaganda. For whatever it is behind her whole facade of Barack Obama's wife. So let's go back to the racist, fake, fraud Michelle Obama.
You know, I want to remind white folks that y'all were running from us, you know, because...
This family.
Yeah. This family, with all the values that you read about.
Yeah.
You were running from us, and you're still running, because... We're no different than the
Do you not know proper English here? This is supposedly a former first lady. She doesn't even know English.
Families that are coming from other places to try to do better.
I mean, Melania speaks better language, and she has a broken English accent.
We can so easily wash over who we really were because of the color of our skin, you know, because of the texture of our hair, you know.
Oh, no. How'd she know I was going to comment on her horrible hair?
Artificial things that don't even touch.
I'm afraid that hair is going to jump off her head. Bring to life. Bite you.
Being the first black first family gave America and the world an opportunity to see the truth of who we are as black people, as others. That we are just as and oftentimes better than many of the people who doubt us.
Yeah.
What? Hold on. I almost want to hear that last 20 seconds over again. I don't understand this. I think Michelle Obama is wearing Jerry Curl here. And did she literally just Soul Glow? Oh, don't even get me on the Soul Glow. I know about the Soul Glow. Let's not go down that path right now. With the Kunta Kinte 500. But can we go back to the... Did she just say black people were better than other people? Is that what she just said? Hold on. Play that back to me.
The people bring to life. And being the first black first family gave America and the world an opportunity to see the truth of who we are as black people, as others. That we are just as... and oftentimes better than many of the people who doubt us.
Yeah.
Okay, so Michelle Obama is a black supremacist. If I said anything like that race baiting, if I made an insinuation that white people were better than black people, that would immediately be hit by Media Matters, Southern Poverty Law Center, I mean, everybody who listens. That's Michelle Obama on the right. And then a nice lady there on the left. I'm sorry. Michelle Obama literally just said black people are better than white people. So, I mean, she's a blatant racist. By the way, Barack was half white. This is just nuts. Song. This is beautiful stuff, guys. Michelle Obama is bringing Jerry Curl back. Oh, yeah.
Hit me with some of that smooth Michelle Obama jazz. You know, folks, Michelle Obama is actually going to be expanding the Jerry Curl line. It's not just for the hair on your head. Mm-hmm. Michelle Obama getting ready to make that announcement. You thought the hair on her head was something. It takes a lot of hair to cover up that protein bar she carries around in her trousers all day. Am I going too far? I'm just telling you, this is the new Soul Glow ad. What? Hold on. Can I get Michelle Obama and Soul Glow again? We need to do this properly. Michelle, please.
Always wanted to be beautiful, sexy, easiest 1, 2, 3.
Just let your soul glow. Just let it shine through. Just let your soul glow, baby. Feeling oh so silky smooth.
Wow.
Just let it shine through.
Powerful stuff.
Just let your soul glow.
This is woke culture 2020, folks. Michelle Obama, Soul Glow. And see, once we complete this, you pepper in, with the music going, you pepper in a little Joan Rivers. That was Michelle after a weightlifting competition. She's hulked up there.
Just let your soul glow, baby. Feeling oh so silky smooth. Just let it
shine. We really appreciate everything Michelle Obama has done for the Jerry Curl revolution to bring it back. So that's great stuff right there. But hey, you know, Michelle Obama says black people are better than white people. And so I think we should agree. And so I guess the 50% of Obama that's white is his worse half. So his better half would be the black half. And his worse half would be, you know, the white half. But it's just ridiculous for her to sit here and race bait like this. But Joan Rivers, may she rest in peace. How dare she say Michelle Obama was a transsexual, and how dare she say Barack Obama was gay? It's just truly insensitive. And so God, you know, said, you know what, Joan, your time is up here. And, you know. She just moved on to the next dimension after that. All right, I'm getting distracted. We're having a little fun. We've got phone lines open, folks, if you want to call in. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. I got a couple callers on the line. I'm going to take a call here. I'll do a news blitz maybe in the next segment. Then Jen Lowe is going to join us to talk about this bill she's trying to get passed here to stop the school system from telling your kindergarten-aged kids how to have anal sex. I don't want you telling me how to do that, thank you, let alone a kindergartner. Before we do that, though, again, folks, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at all these specials. I'm asking you to look at these specials and read the reviews so that you can try a supplement you've been hearing about, like Bodies or Vitamin Mineral Fusion or VasoBeat Complete or all the great supplements we have at InfoWarsStore.com that you've maybe been on the fence about, but that are on sale now for a deep discount that I'd like you to try now. So try the DNA Force Plus at 50% off. Try the Living Defense for $20 right now, deep discount. Free shipping store-wide. And we've got a really huge discount on the Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system. But folks, all these specials are going to end this weekend. So get to InfoWarsStore.com before they are gone, the specials. All right, let's go to Brian. Brian's calling in from Arizona today. Thank you for calling in, Brian. Go ahead.
Owen Shoyer?
Yes?
I would like your listeners and the American people to remember and hold in reverence the crew of the Space Shuttle Challenger. On January 28, 1986, NASA mission STS-51L with the Shuttle Challenger, its crew perished in the timeless, prolific, and symbolic destruction. The crew was comprised of 7 American heroes, exceptional and exemplary Americans and human beings, Krista McAuliffe, Francis Scobie, Michael Smith, Judith Resnick, Alice Onizuka, Ronald McNair, and Gregory Jarvis. This event of global implication upon our existence sets forth a paradigm shift and global cover-up, the likes of which we have never seen before. And Owen, you want my signature on that declaration? You got it. Brian David Moshtaw. God bless you, Owen.
All right. Thank you for that call, Brian. It was off topic, but we appreciate that that little antidote there. So thank you for that. We're showing actual image from that space shuttle right now. So there you go. On the flat earth plane or the round earth plane? I'm not sure. All right, let's take another call here before break. Let's go to Wild in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Wild.
Hey, LeGrand. I have an idea or a theory on protection from 5G radiation and other type of radar radiation. And it's not just because I'm from Wisconsin, but I know from family who was in radar that when you're exposed, which is the same as microwave and the same as cell phone radiation, that when you're exposed to that type of radiation, and I'm not just saying this because I'm from Wisconsin, one of the best things you can do is drink tons and tons of milk because it will protect your guts and your gut biome. Well, any milk. Well, obviously cow's milk, but I know what you're thinking, African-American.
Well, that's not any milk, then. I don't drink cow's milk anymore.
Preferably if you could drink goat's milk. Goat's milk is way better, smaller animal, smaller enzyme. The body's able to digest it better, and it's better for your gut, easier on your gut. But it makes a kind of protective barrier because your gut flora is super sensitive. Your brain has a thick skull and fluid around it, which kind of protects you. You know, after the brain, it's definitely the male exterior organs, which are really sensitive. And then after that, it's the gut flora.
You know, it's funny you say that, too. We do have FloraLife at InfoWarsStore.com, but I do think it's inevitable. There is going to be a market for basically, you know, Faraday clothing or, you know, fabric or you know, clothing, what have you, that protects you from the 5G. Now, some of this stuff is already out there. They're not sponsors. I'm not going to plug them. But there's already clothing out there to protect specifically your male parts, your male member from the 5G because, you got your phone blasting in your pocket all day long. It's blasting your sperm cells. So that's an inevitable thing, I think, that's going to have to hit the market. The market's going to have to adjust to that eventually. Because they're going to roll out the 5G. I mean, that's not going to stop.
One more piece of fashion advice for you. I'm a big fan of yours from the olden days when you were on the street. And I always liked when you got really mad, the bulging neck veins. And the beard is kind of getting a little Arabic. And I like the trimmer beard so I see more neck.
Okay. Wow. Wow, Wild, you put me on the spot here. I got to get a crew cam. Does the beard really stop my bulging neck vein? I mean, I feel like you could. It's right there. Wait, literally, it's still right there. You can see it. I guess I just have to talk like this now. If I strain my neck, here, zoom in for Wild. The famous neck vein. It's true. I have a bulging neck vein. I need it, though. That's how I get all the blood to my head so that I can think on a quantum level, Wild. I need that bulging blood vessel.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
this is how it's going to go. I'm going to keep taking phone calls, and then Jen Lowe is going to join me, and then I'm going to do a news blitz in the last segment. And as usual, if I don't get to all the news on my desk, you can get my press release, which I think is the best news aggregation every day. No fluff, to the point. In fact, the way I put it out there, you really don't even have to read the news. If you just go down all my relinked headlines, it tells you the real story in a linear fashion, organized so that it makes sense. But Subscribestar.com/Owen-Royer. It's only $1 a month to get my daily press release. If you scroll down, I think I've made a couple public if you want to get an idea what they look like before you go on there. And then there's all kinds of other stuff that I put on there. You get commercial-free audio every day. People like listening to that audio. It's on there, too. And then I do a bunch of behind-the-scenes stuff, some just personal stuff, too, that you can only find there. Okay, but that's in case I don't get through all the news today, which looks like I'm on pace not to. But let me take a couple calls. Let's go to Greg calling in from Austin, Texas today. Go ahead, Greg.
How are you, brother?
Howdy.
Hey, so I wanted to call one thing about, actually two different things. One about the whole situation with Trump, that no matter what Trump does, they're not going to accept it. They're going to come up with a reason to attack, you know, him. Like you had said before, if Trump cured cancer, they would, you know, say, we have the right to have die from cancer. I mean, they're just, these people are
insane. Putting doctors out of business.
Exactly. These people are insane, man. That's all there is to it, you know. And I've been having some debates, if you will, on Facebook with a friend of mine who's supposedly a leftist turned conservative, but he still sounds more like a leftist in most cases. But it doesn't really matter what we do. You know, they're going to come up with something, and they're going to blame Trump
And you know, and here's what it comes down to. What is it, though? I mean, maybe the answer is nothing, but, like, because all these pedophile rings have been busted up. I mean, we had the JFK papers released. I mean, Epstein finally goes down. I mean, it's like all of these developments are happening that should be universally considered good. But like you said, Trump can't do anything right. So it's like, I wonder, even if with all the evidence, with everything we know, with all the treason from Obama and his administration and the lies, like, even if we got the justice, I mean, just real justice there, the people wouldn't accept it. And what would they do at that point? So I guess, you know, is there anything Trump can do? Arresting pedophiles? Nope, they still hate him. Bringing down industrial-level pedophile networks? Nope, they still hate him. Trying to make the economy great again, get fair trade deals, get jobs back, wage growth? Nope, they still hate him for that. So it's like, what can the guy even do? It's like he has to go to their house and give you $1 million and, you know, a reach around, and maybe then they'll be happy.
Yeah, pretty much, unfortunately. So, hey, I got one other thing I wanted to bring up. I had created a video that I wanted to bring up, that trying to do my part if I can to help raise money for the InfoWars, you know, for Wars in Alex Jones' ministry, I guess you could say. You know, what's being done there is challenging. I called it the InfoWars Army Donation Challenge, and it's at my BitChute channel, which is Greg Hustis 1967 on BitChute. And just challenging people to donate even $1, you know, to Alex and to the InfoWars army, you know, with what's going on, because we can't sit back and do nothing and then watch InfoWars be taken off for whatever reason, where, you know, there's not enough finances to continue to do what you guys are doing. I mean, I couldn't live with myself if that happened, and I didn't.
Well, and that's the thing too. Where you're saying here to kind of give it more clarity to the audience. I mean, it's no joke the attacks we're under, folks, and you know, we don't want it to be a situation where you're looking at it and you're saying, "Wow, InfoWars really got shut down. They were really able to do it with all the lawsuits, all the lies, all the attacks, all the censorship." And then you're just kind of sitting there like, oh, I guess I let it happen. So, hey, we make it easy. That's why we have the sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com with everything so deeply discounted, so that it's easy for you to go buy a product that you need. But, hey, if you want to just donate, You know, that's just straight profit instead of maybe the dollar or $5 of profit we'll make on an average, you know, sale of a supplement. But we want you to get the supplements. So, yeah, that's the point. It's just, you know, we are in, you know, it's, you know, at basically every day the fuel tank hits E, and then we go and look at, okay, did we bring in enough sales to fill up the tank again? That's pretty much where we're at every day. Luckily, the audience is there for us to keep us on that level, but we'd like to have a lot of reserves. You know, we'd like to have, you know, 100 full tanks of gas as we launch into 2020. But thank you for that, Greg, and I know that you do support us a lot, and we'll see you at an event soon, I'm sure. Let's squeeze in one last caller before the break. Jefferson in Virginia wants to know where Lindsey Graham is. Probably getting his orders from headquarters, if you know what I'm saying. But what do you think, Jefferson?
Thanks, Owen. Yeah, I would certainly like to see Lindsey Graham use the Judiciary Committee in the Senate and run a parallel investigation of this whistleblower situation. And specifically what I want to know is what made the IG at the intelligence community, Michael Atkinson, change the rules on what a whistleblower was in the first place? There must have been a month-long discussion about how they were going to change the rules to make this guy able to come forward without coming forward at the same time and keeping his identity secret.
You know, I think we do deserve to know how that went down, because at this point we're only left to estimate, and the fairest estimation would be it was Adam Schiff.
Right. There had to be some coordination going on long before
Adam Schiff. My guess would be Adam Schiff is like, hey, I need to get these whistleblowers up, but these laws and rules and regulations are keeping me from doing it. And so Atkinson was like, okay, fine, I'll rewrite it for you. And now Schiff is just, you know, just free to, and clear to just make up whatever he wants and just call it a whistleblower.
And he could call all the witnesses that went before Schiff's committee, before the Judiciary Committee, and do it in an open session and essentially confront them with their own testimony when they were behind closed doors and run interference, essentially. When it comes to Michelle Obama, I don't want to hear about her protein bar anymore. What I want to hear about is Marty Nesbitt and Dr. Anita Blanchard, the true parents of the daughters, Malia and Sasha.
All right. First of all, how dare you be so transphobic to not want to hear about Michelle Obama's protein bars? You know that the InfoWars Life protein bar is Michelle Obama's favorite. That's why she always has one in her trousers. You know, we got down to the bottom of that mystery. Okay, but seriously, what? You said who are the real Obama parents?
Nesbitt. And Dr. Anita Blanchard is the obstetric doctor that actually delivered the daughters. She's actually the mother.
Wait, so she...
You look at
hold
pictures
on. The
of
crew,
Marty
the
Nesbitt.
Crew is just... Hold on, say it again for the crew.
Marty Nesbitt and Dr. Anita Blanchard. You pull up their pictures and put it next to the daughters, and they're dead ringers for the parents of Malia and Sasha.
It's kind
of
like the whole O.J. Simpson, Khloe Kardashian, Webb Hubble, Chelsea Clinton. I mean, you know, do you believe your lion eyes? Like, you know, you can tell when it comes from someone's seed. But we'll look into that. But, you know, hey, but Michelle Obama might not even have a trouser snake. Maybe she chopped it off.
Infowars.com/show.
The American way of life
is under attack. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
Dan Lyman has just published the story at NewsWars.com. School district to request sexual orientation of kindergarten students. This is actually coming out of Ottawa. Ottawa's largest school board will survey students about their race, religion, gender identity, and sexuality. Very weird stuff there. And of course, headline from InfoWars.com. Kmart unveils same-sex family dolls targeting children as young as 3, making everybody ask, Kmart is still around? But in all seriousness, Jen Lowe is on the phone with us right now. She's directly confronting this head-on with some of her local groups here with the Drag Queen Storytime Child Abuse, and now how they want to teach your kid in school about anal sex. That's disgusting. I've been through college and everything. I'm 30. I don't want you to teach me about anal sex. Thank you. But they want to teach your kindergarten kid that. So, Jen, you're working on getting this bill passed. Tell us about this bill, the journey ahead, and the what it's all about.
Okay. Hi, Owen. Well, the Texas Entanglement Act is a bill that was sent to me by some ladies on one of my research teams that is working with an attorney that drew this bill up. But their identities, they want to keep their identities private because they have been attacked a lot because of their research and their findings. So if you don't mind, I'm not going to disclose their names, but it was sent to me and I really, really like this bill. And right now what we're going to be trying to do is get our congressmen and senators to back this bill up. But it's about secular humanism, and that was declared a religion in the Supreme Court case called, and it's there on the bill, it's Torricasso versus Watkins. And basically, the government cannot promote or endorse any religion, right? So it's doing that when it requires kids to use preferred pronouns and to not use words like mom and dad. So there, it's like the government is performing coercion, even though parents can be out, they can choose to oust from this sort of curriculum or program being implemented in public schools. A lot of these parents don't even know what's going on. They don't see the notifications. I don't know about any of the other parents there, but a lot of us, our kids bring home folders full of flyers all the time. We're not always going through them. And some of these schools, and I don't know if AISD is something we're actually looking into right now, if they're going to be sending these flyers home.
Are you still there, Jen?
Sorry, that's my dog. So, not sure if they're sending flyers home and notifying these parents, but either way, what the attorney is arguing in the bill is it goes against the Establishment Clause. And so if this bill were to be enacted, that it would basically disentangle all of this because they're sort of monkey backing off of other cases that have passed in the Supreme Court and saying, well, if this passed, then that makes this okay. And it's not, because it's sort of forcing kids to learn these things in schools and learn their secular humanism. And that is not what the kids are supposed to be going to school for. I mean, this wasn't around when I was growing up. I don't know about you, but I feel like my daughter's 10 years old and she doesn't need to be learning about this sort of thing. And she's fifth grader. That's definitely something I don't send her to school to learn about. That's something that I'd rather do here at home with her and talk to her about on my own time and let that come naturally, you know?
And you know what? This is really what it comes down to is exactly that, because the Democrats, the left, they want to control your child's education. And so they know that there are people like you out there, specifically Christians, who don't want their kids learning about anal sex, who don't want their kids learning about homosexuality. And quite frankly, it's not even learning about it. It's how it's being pushed and promoted. It's all part of an agenda. And so it's not even, and so they try to act like, oh, this is us protecting the kids from homophobia or transphobia or all this stuff. That's not the case. This is just the Democrats and the left wanting full control of your child's education, saying, we're not going to let some bigoted Christian raise their kids. That's what this is really about.
Right. Right. And we feel as moms, I mean, there's a lot of, I was on a show yesterday with Titans of Liberty. Shout out to the Titans. I love those guys. But I was on a show yesterday and we were discussing this, and there's just a lot of moms involved and they're very concerned. I mean, the minute that they went up to protest AISD when they were voting on this, I guess they called it 15.2 curriculum that they're implementing in the school district, they were shouted down by the protesters, and they had a press conference. And they were being shouted down and yelled at, and they were blowing whistles in their faces, and they weren't.
Oh yeah, we got the footage. There was one of them got arrested. This individual, yeah. I guess it's a male cross-dressed as a drag queen as a woman, sitting here complaining, saying black trans lives matters. naming off a list of names about, I guess, black trans men, females or, that have been arrested or something. And it's like, well, what the hell does that have to do with the kids? It's like they just want to totally pervert the youth and then use whatever victim status they claim as their excuse.
Right, right. I agree. And when did we throw civility out the window? You know, these parents have a right to voice their concerns about how they feel about this. And they weren't allowed to speak. They were being shouted down and yelled over, you know.
No, but see, this is, let me ask you a question, because it gets back to what I was saying. It's all about they don't see you as parents. They see you as unfit parents. They see you as bigots. So they see Jen Lowe, part of Latinos for Trump, a good mother, Christian values, who wants to raise her kids the right way as she sees fit. And these Democrats and leftists say, no, you're a religious bigot. You're a homophobe. You're a transphobe. We have to raise your kids so that they don't become bigots like you. So they're really just casting aspersions and labels on you that are not true as their excuse to get a hold of your kids. So as a mother, this is why you've taken this up, this bill. And so just explain what it really comes down to for you. You don't want specifically your kids, but children in general having anal sex and homosexuality and all the other weird sexual perversions promoted to them as kids.
That's correct. I mean, it is the very definition of sexualizing kids. It's putting thoughts and ideas in their young, innocent minds that don't need to be there. It's forcing those thoughts and ideas. It is coercion. It does go against our establishment clause because it's essentially forcing the kids to have these ideas in their mind that normally they weren't thinking about. What third grader thinks about anal sex? You know? Why, I mean, these are very uncomfortable subjects already for kids, even for parents to discuss with their child. You know, there were some very questionable things that I was told that's in this curriculum that just came out. I don't know if you've looked at it yet to see some of the stuff that they're planning on teaching the children, but it's pretty disturbing, some of that stuff. I mean, I was telling Dad yesterday on a show that you had that other California case where they had 10-year-olds. These are 10-year-old little girls, and they lined them up, you know, the girls over here, the boys over here, and they had the little girls running and putting condoms on mannequin, male mannequins with penises. And it was
that's the thing, too. I mean, we've seen some of the videos. I mean, they bring in these people. They roll out dildos and sex toys and all this crap. I've never even seen that stuff or used that stuff. I mean, it's a ridiculous thing, and they bring it into your five-year-old classroom.
Yeah. And I mean, that's what really disturbed me and why I got so much more involved in this LGBTQ agenda, because I started.
Jen, we got to go to break here. Thank you for joining us today. Keep us posted on what happens with this bill. We got to keep these sexual perverts' hands and ideas out of the kids' classroom.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
It's Alex Jones, live tonight, ladies and gentlemen, an impeachment special. Alex is going to be live from 9 to midnight tonight at band.video and infowars.com. You're not going to want to miss it. Now, I'll be honest, I start talking about this impeachment stuff and my famous bulging neck vein, actually it's over here. There it is right there. It's so I can get enhanced blood flow to my brain. But seriously, I start to get so ticked off. So Alex is going to be really focused tonight to break down what's going on with this impeachment thing. And I've got some more developments here that I'm going to break right now. But man, I'm going to try to make... I've maintained my cool pretty much today. I don't think I've gotten angry or started yelling once today, so I'm proud of that. But it's just so infuriating knowing... I mean, Adam Schiff is just a damn criminal. I mean, the guy belongs in jail. And period. I mean, a life sentence in prison for the treason he committed. I mean, we know the punishment for treason, but, you know, we just get nothing. And so they're continuing to do all these phony impeachment scandals. We'll get to that in a second. But again, folks, you have till this weekend to get all the great specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide. The air filter is at, I mean, this price, we literally can't go lower than this. And I doubt we can even have this special again. And here's the other thing, too, because people were asking me because they saw that the emergency Everything Must Go sale at InfoWarsStore.com is coming to an end this weekend. So they're asking me because people know we do big sales. And they say, hey, you know, do you know when the next big sale will be? Well, I mean, I would guess Black Friday. But here's the thing, folks. We can't do these deep discounts again. So, I mean, there will be sales, but this is like the big sale of the sales. And we cannot repeat this. So take advantage of these huge discounts at InfoWarsStore.com. While they're still there up through this weekend. And remember, free shipping store-wide. Okay, and also, I've been telling you about this, but there have been a couple changes, but I want to go ahead and let you know this right now. So in 2 weekends, we got a couple of events coming up here that I invite you to be a part of. So we did a Tent City tailgate for the UT football game a couple weekends ago. It was a smashing success. A bunch of the listeners came out. We talked to one another. We exchanged ideas. I had a live stream. You were able to come on. We cooked some nice red meat. We actually had some black bean burgers there too, for the vegetarians and vegans in the crowd. Point is, we are doing that again Saturday, November 9th. Outside of the UT football stadium here in Austin, Texas. And they have not announced a kickoff time yet. So I'm kind of hoping and praying it's afternoon or evening kickoff. And our plan is to set the tailgate and have it ready to go 3 hours before kickoff. So, you know, if the kickoff is at 3 o'clock, we'll start our tailgate at noon. You can do the math. So stay tuned for that time, but that will be Saturday, November 9th. I hope you can make it out for that. We really want to blow this one out. And then the next day, and this is the time change here, folks, the Veterans Day flag lay, Sunday, November 10th. I'm going to be out at the Texas State Cemetery. We're going to be honoring the great veterans. There's going to be a great veterans group out there that has organized this event for the last couple years. I'm glad to be a part of it with them. And so a bunch of great people come out. We make sure that the Texas State Cemetery and all the veteran headstones are marked with Old Glory. And we turn that cemetery into just a bastion of Americana and just thousands of flags. So if you want to come out and be a part of that, too, to honor the veterans, I'll be out there. We'll also have a live stream going there, too, interviewing, talking to people. If you want to be a part of that, Sunday, November 10th from 1 to 3 p.m. So that's coming up. All right. Now, with the remaining time I have, I'm going to get into a news blitz. What I don't get into, you can find in my daily press release on my Subscribestar account. But here's the latest Democrat coup tactic that they're doing right now. So first, it came out, folks, the Democrats, I just have to give the caveat to this. The Democrats are engaged in such crime and such treason that it's drowning them now. So everything they're doing is a desperation mode maneuver of a cover your ass to try to continue the continuation of their coup, of their treason, to try to cover up their crime. So we already knew about this, but it seems to be more cemented now. That the one of the whistleblowers, you know, who knows, you can't even keep track of it all now, is Eric Sieramala, or Sieramella. And, of course, this is a known registered Democrat, worked for Obama, worked for Biden, worked for Brennan, hates Trump, fired from the National Security Council for leaking, and then, of course, got a job at the CIA. Now, that's the big whistleblower. Of course, that's not a whistleblower. That's a traitor. That's a Benedict Arnold. That's a fraud. That's a liar. That's a political activist posing as a legitimate whistleblower. And then the Democrats using that to try to remove Trump in their coup. Total criminal activity. But you see, now their problem is nobody's buying all the Democrat whistleblowers that we know are known Trump haters and Democrat operatives. Nobody's buying this military man they rolled out as a Manchurian candidate. So now, pinnacle of irresponsibility, whistleblower attorneys declined to confirm or deny purported revelation of client's name. So this is what they're going to do now, folks. They're going to claim, oh, well, it's the same thing like Adam Schiff having secret hearings. Now it's all going to be done in secret. So the same people that are telling you it's all about transparency, Trump is not transparent. Meanwhile, literally the most transparent president ever, cameras are rolling on everything he does, and he invites it. But no, it's, oh, how dare Trump obstruct and cover up and the lack of transparency. And then what do the Democrats do? They obstruct. They cover up. They don't let you into their hearings. And now they won't even tell you their whistleblower's name. So they keep jumping these sharks like an alligator hophead, and they keep getting to the next stone. Well, where do they end? Oh, we've got the whistleblowers. Okay, well, let's find out about these whistleblowers. Oh, well, we have to have closed-door hearings. Okay, fine. Well, who are these whistleblowers? Well, we can't tell you their names. Might put them in danger. Okay, well, what are they blowing the whistle on? Well, we can't tell you that either because there's so many ongoing investigations and whistleblowers, we just can't even keep track of it all. All fraud. All a treasonous coup. And, you know, Molly Hemingway wrote a piece the other day. I think she's with the Federalist. She wrote a great piece that, I mean, we've said it here 100,000 times, but she kind of put a new spin on it, and it makes more sense every day. If Trump loses in 2020, that's because of a coup. Because think about it. Why do all these people think Trump is so bad? Because the media has been lying, because the Democrats have been running this fake impeachment thing, and they think all of it's real. That's the coup. That's the election meddling. So you don't get a real election where you're voting on Donald Trump. No, you're voting on their scarecrow of Donald Trump, their skeleton, their straw man, who's not Donald Trump at all. It's what they've built with the name and image of Trump in their treasonous coup. So yes, if Trump doesn't win, the coup was successful because the whole coup is about getting him out of office. Trump, I mean, give me a break. The Democrats have nobody that could beat Trump. It'd be tough to find a candidate that could beat Trump legitimately anyway because of all the success he's had. But they don't let you know about that. And so, yes, if Trump loses, that means the Democrats' coup was successful because that's what it is. All the lies, all the misinformation, the impeachment BS, the Russia, the Ukraine, the this, the that, all fake news, all part of a treasonous coup. And if we let them get away with it, folks, this country is dead. All right, let me do as much news here. You know what? I don't even have time. Kamala Harris says her failing campaign shows America's not ready for a woman of color as president. Here, let me just correct this from hot air. Harris, my failing campaign shows America's not ready for a cold-hearted bitch. But we already knew that because we didn't elect Hillary, so that's nice. Oh, John Bolton's going to have a nice secret closed-door hearing, too. That war mustache. Never saw a war he didn't want to kill millions of people in. I'm just so sick of these people, man. I couldn't even get to news. I'll link to all of it on my Subscribestar. But, folks, take advantage of the huge specials at InfoWarsStore.com. There's so much developing. And don't forget, Alex Jones live tonight, an impeachment special. The Democrats are going for full treason, folks. They're going for broke. They want to destroy this country. They want to destroy your future. Alex Jones will break it down at 9 o'clock at Band.Video. That does it for me. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.